Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 6th day of July, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. The Drudge Report's top headline is Big Sis Blocks Websites with Controversial Opinions. That, of course, is our headline from yesterday. TSA to block websites with controversial opinions is the PrisonPlanet.com article, but the Drudge Report, and I'm glad he did link to it, CBS News, he basically used our headline but linked to CBS News with the headline, TSA to block controversial opinions on the web. And I'm glad that Drudge is covering this. I'm glad CBS is covering this because I was driving around this morning taking care of some errands on my way to work and scanning through the talk radio dial and tuned in to a national morning show that was making a joke about our PrisonPlanet.com article. Making jokes about our conspiracy theories that the government would ever censor the Internet. Because I tuned in and a caller was talking about how we had written an article a few weeks ago titled Obama to have kill switch over Internet. Since then, literally hundreds of newspapers have run with a similar headline because that's actually how the government describes it. And so I'm really glad that people are making fun of us. That means we're dangerous to them. It means the system is concerned. And it's great to be able to randomly turn on the radio and to hear someone talking about PrisonPlanet.com. What's even more incredible is I then went in a store, walked out 10 minutes later, flipped to a local station, and heard a caller talking about how the federal government is using this as a beta test, the TSA censoring what's on government computers. And the caller was saying it was a beta test, very astutely, and that the head of the FCC, the head of the Federal Trade Commission, and others have all called in recent months for censoring the Internet as a whole and putting software in to all new computers, basically black boxes. Australia's already doing this, that tracks everything you look at and censors what you can look at. So both spies on you and gatekeeps. And the caller was hung up on, and they laughed at him and then played the Coast to Coast AM theme music of when they go to commercial. Dun, 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 which I think is interesting music. I think Coast to Coast has a lot of important work. They also cover way out stuff, you know, as part of something that's thought-provoking. But still, you know, the issue was here was this local show first making fun of me and then making fun of another show. And it shows just what incredible denial people are in. I don't think that national show was making fun of me because there's so much government agents as they're just in denial, deep denial. Because they've heard us talk about this for years, how this was coming, and now that it is unfolding, they're in denial. And I don't think the local show or feds, they're just under mind control. They just basically regurgitate and promote whatever they want. They just go along with the system. And they think that they can choose whatever the reality is and that the system offers them a nice false reality that everything's fine and we're not even in a recession. I mean, they're having debates in the media, the mainstream media, about are we in a recession again? Is it a double dip? We're in a depression. All right, that's just some of the news that's coming up today and, of course, your phone calls. And we've got Mike Rivero popping in the second hour and just a bunch of really important news today. That is going to be vital for everyone to be made aware of. We'll be right back after this quick break. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the sixth day of July, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Thank you so much for joining us, my friends. I want to repeat basically what I talked about yesterday. We have CNBC, we have the London Telegraph, we have the New York Times, the Associated Press, Reuters, all now saying that we're in a depression, not a recession. Now, they've known this for the last 2 years, and they've steadfastly gone along with the government propaganda that we were in this wonderful, fabulous recovery. Now they admit that 46 U.S. states are on the verge of collapsing, have already gone into bankruptcy. All over the nation, counties, cities are laying off large portions of their city and county staff, but the taxes are going up that are paid on interest to the private banks because those cities and counties and states were swindled into buying derivatives. And God forbid the bankers ever go to jail for this. God forbid the Ponzi scheme operators ever get in trouble. No, our taxes must go up. And everything must be paid to the criminals because they control the media and own the media, and they say so, and they're wearing fancy suits. And so, like programmed lemmings, everyone is marching like drone robots, biological androids, off the edge of the cliff. And so the system is now shifting into depression. They're now shifting into admitting we're in a depression. But don't worry, they've got a plan to fix it. if we'll just pay carbon taxes, this is being announced everywhere now in the last week, if we'll just pay carbon taxes to the very same private six banks and give them global government power, that's now a quote, global governance, global government, they've got a plan that'll fix it and they'll loan you more money. So they've got a plan, more taxes that'll further stall the economy, and carbon taxes selectively enforced on anybody they want. And then when things get worse, they'll have more government as the solution. And then when things get worse after that, they'll have more solutions which will make things worse. This is all being done by design. And the bureaucrats that are left are the hardest, meanest, most vicious enforcers, and they're going to squeeze the blood out of you, and they're going to take your farms and your ranches. They're going to harass the Amish off their land. They're going to take your children for abortion rackets in the United States, England, and Europe before your baby's even born. They're already tracking you through the medical system have actuaries on what color the child's eyes and hair are going to be and what family wants it. They've already got little computer programs on what trumped-up charges to put on you. Until we wake up to the fact that we are the food, that's what tyranny is. Crooks take over government, and the people are the food. We are the slave labor. We are the cannon fodder. This is tyranny. We know what it looks like. The cameras, the microphones hidden in lampposts, the children trained to spy on their parents, thumb scanning to get school lunches, to get library books, to go in the tanning salon, or to go to work and clock in and clock out. We know what tyranny is. They just phase it in. Where all new cell phones track you in real time, and the NSA dials in and listens to you with keyword software. You want a cell phone? They all have it. That's the way it is. Standardized worldwide in international agreements in 1996. It's all standardized. We had to buy a Byzantine old-fashioned punch-in clock. And I was trying to buy a new one from the one we bought a few years ago, and it just doesn't exist. Every system is thumbprint. See, that's how they get you. They're now coming out with ATMs all over the world where you must thumb scan to get the money. And everything you do is tracked and controlled, and it trains you to completely phase out of the cash. And then you're fully under their control. Everything you do being tracked. Everything you do being traced. Now they know your habits. They know what you're purchasing. They've got a better psychological profile on you. They can turn your thumbprint off. I mean, do you understand that criminals took control of society and the banking system and the issuance of currency and credit a long time ago? And they figured out that, well, when we do engage in this Ponzi scheme by design, and when we do make everybody bankrupt and poor so they will be forced onto socialism and government plantations and reservations, that when we do this, they're going to rebel. And so we've got to shut down the farms, the ranches, we've got to shut down the industry, we've got to shut down the factories, we've got to get everyone dependent before we pull the rug out from under them. And we've got to have Pentagon-designed microphones at four-way stops, even in small towns, nationwide for at least a decade. They have hundreds of thousands of microphones hooked into the NSA in parks and in malls and on street corners and in businesses, just everywhere hooked into the NSA, listening to everything you're doing. And if somebody complains and says, why is there microphones on that cameras that the feds put in with this local grant? They say, oh, that's a gunshot detector. Just a little plausible cover story. Doesn't matter that you go 1 millimeter beneath the surface and it's all admitted it's NSA all admitted that they're tracking everything you're doing with high def, omnidirectional, and shotgun mics from hundreds of yards away, recording everything you say and sending it through behavioral control analytical systems that gauge your tone. Oh, yes, when it hears you whispering, that's what it hones in on. And then the public finds out they're actually recording it and listening to it and running it through NSA computers. And they say, well, this way we'll stop family violence. If we hear someone cussing at someone or we hear someone sounding angry, we go ahead and alert police. And now they're coming out admitting, oh, and then when the camera is now able to zoom in on the person who sounds angry and then face scans you, it takes a digital image in the high-def camera, uploads it instantly. London admitted 5 years ago they have these, runs it against hundreds of thousands of people in the local area, then runs it against larger databases in seconds. Oh, Mr. Johnson, you were seen yelling at your children. Well, yeah, they were running out in the street. That's abuse. We're going to take your children. We're going to dispatch little secret police who use color of law excuses to take control of you. I mean, I have all the mainstream news here in front of me. All of a sudden, scores of newspapers the last 3 days came out and said, yes, we are recording you. Yes, we are tracking your cell phones in real time. Yes, we can predict what you're going to do with over a 93% total certainty. 93% of the time, they have total certainty of where you're going and what you're going to do next before you know it, because you're not consciously aware of patterns that you carry out. You have a literal crystal ball future prediction modeling system aggressively scanning everything you do. The entire world is being weaponized against us. Police are now being trained not just on bomb retrieval or bomb disposal robots, but aggressor robots, killer robots, sound cannons, microwave guns. And the only jobs your sons and daughters can get now will be servicing these and operating these. There's going to be those of us that are basically slaves and work in the slave grids. And then there's going to be the overseers all on their arrogant power trips. And the symbiosis, the synthesis of the worst of society, the most controlling, the most thuggish, the most hateful, the most greedy are going to rule over us. And they're going to take our women. They're going to abuse our wives. They're going to demand our daughters. Many of our daughters, this is what happens in a tyranny, will actually bow down to the black uniforms. You'll have to sit there while the Nazi scum is in your house, you know, bringing them coffee, kissing up to them. You're going to live in hell. Hell is here. Hardcore scientific tyranny. Now here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to take a lot of calls in the last hour today. But in the first, second, and third, I am. But I've got a lot of video and audio clips I want to play, and so we'll get to some of those today. But most of them, we'll get to some of those today early in the show, but most of them in the last hour. I want to play different clips and analyze them here on air and go over some legislation. I do have a lot of news to cover as well. But I want to open the phones up and ask you, A, how bad do you think the Depression's going to get? We've been in it for 2 years conservatively, recession for 4 to 6, depending on how you look at the numbers, the real numbers. And B, why is the media now starting to admit that they're going to censor the Internet and admitting that, okay, we're listening to you with microphones everywhere? I mean, this is beyond 1984. And, yeah, we're taking your baby's blood. They just do everything. They're just total crooks. It makes me angry, and it makes me sad, it makes me disgusted. The problem is they've got a computer screen in here that's running through a slideshow of the front page of InfoWars.com, and I just keep looking at all the scum and all the government people, and it makes me mad. Anyways, I'm going to take a lot of your phone calls on the issue you wish to discuss after this quick break. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 6, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1206.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1238.59, $619.29 for a half ounce, or $309.65 for the quarter ounce. That's $1238.59, $619.29, or $309.65.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. The Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Okay,
down,
here's what
down,
I'm going to do.
And the flames went
high. I'm going to take calls for the balance of this hour. Mike Rivero's coming up. We'll cover a lot of the news on the oil spill, the situation with Iran, what's happening with the economy, but CNBC, London Telegraph, AP, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, they're all saying, okay, we're in a depression, but the solution is giving the bankers even more power. They'll save us. They care about us. They're good free market people. They created derivatives and destroyed us. No, they're not free market. They're swindling con artists. But they have bought off the government, put their people in every major regulatory position, not just here in the U.S., but in scores of wealthy nations, that they're stealing blind. It's very elementary. But in America now, the worship of government has replaced patriotism. And so can people wake up fast enough and get serious enough and realize these bankers are going to stage wars, they're going to stage oil spills, they're going to stage all sorts of diversions to complete their world government. And they've got a bunch of militarized police that think it's macho to basically feed on the public and slap around the slaves. And the cops have got to ask themselves, I mean, do you like what's happening? Here's USA Today. Expect lots of government layoffs at state and local level. Yeah, notice, but the feds are hiring. Their pay is going up, they're hiring. But once they're done robbing us blind, they're going to lay them off there too. But the feds don't care. You feds have got another 5 years or so left before they start getting rid of most of your jobs. And then we'll just be a third world wasteland. But mission complete. You'll still have bigger pot bellies than anybody else and act cool and have all the special badges, though. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Dallas. Dallas, Texas here. I just want to let you know that, you know, it doesn't sound like I probably have a Texas accent. I basically voted with my feet and left New York, New Jersey area about 6 months ago and came to Texas. I just couldn't stand that police state I was living in out there anymore. But, Alex, I was raised in a family who has very strong Wall Street ties. I won't give you the name over the air, but if you want to put me on hold, I can give you some names, and you can Google them, and you can see. My family, a very close family member, was part of the team that lobbied for the ERISA legislation that created all these 401k, these self-funded retirement plans. And I remember sitting around the dinner table and around his swimming pool where he said these plans are doomed to fail. What happens, Alex, when you sell a stock in mass quantities? Well, this is what this person was telling me from the very beginning. These ERISA plans are going to have laws that say when you reach a certain age, when the baby boomers all reach a certain age, they're going to be forced by law to start liquidating these stocks. And the value of their plans is going to crash because when you sell a stock in mass quantities, and the baby boomers are the largest group of people who go into retirement in the history of this country, those plans, the values of them are going to crash. So they are, when they were lobbying to create the laws so that you could have a 401k plan, they knew that these plans were doomed to failure someday.
And well, the system's stated goal at the highest levels is destroy industrialized societies and keep people at subsistence level. That's why you pay into Social Security your whole life, and at 64 years old, if you want to keep working but also get your Social Security, you get penalized or you lose it, and now they're trying to raise it up to 70 and make you work till you're 70 and steal all that money you invested, and it's because you've got government involvement in it. I mean, look, it's a complex issue because people say, well, do you have government involved in the stock market or not? Well, you can't have both. I mean, either people invest in areas of the market and it's not backed up by the government, too big to fail, or you've got to have government involvement. But it's the perfect storm of government involvement in the corrupt stock market that has allowed this to take place. And they wanted to take the investment of the baby boomers and make sure they never got it. So right as the baby boomers start to retire, most of them have lost about half the value of their 401k, and they're staying in to try to keep that other half they've still got. And at the end of the day, they're going to end up with a pittance of what they ever invested. But the offshore banks, they're going to get the majority of the capital because they're holding us hostage. It's a complete scam. Go ahead.
IRAs. Another thing, it's an uncle of mine. He told me, he says, if you think these people who are investing in Roth IRAs are going to get away tax-free, no way. Just like in these other countries where people's pension funds are being stolen from them, the government is going to change the rules. You're going to have invested with post-tax money your whole life, and then when you go to withdraw that, the government's going to say, I'm sorry, because of a national issue, we need that money. We're going to have to change the rules and tax you. If you think that you're going to get
away...
Well,
that's already started. We had the Bloomberg headline 2 months ago. Great point, sir. I appreciate your call. You got to write an article about it. I mean, they announced 2 months ago they're quietly already taking your pension funds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
Government isn't screwing things up by accident. This is a tried and true system of dependency. This is stated by the UN, by the megacorporations, in all their white papers. They know exactly what they're doing. They want you dumbed down. They want you pathetic and wanting and dependent on everything they do. They don't want you independent and strong and red-blooded. They want you domesticated. They want you castrated. And the only places you're allowed to be, quote, manly or tough guy or macho is within the government system. And then that's in a limited role of kicking the rest of the sheep around. That's how these different roles are set up. This is all social engineering. We are being socially engineered. We are living in a scientific dictatorship. And that's why it's so important that we reach out to people now, because we're now going into the depression. the time for denial is over. It is now admitted that we are living in a high-tech police state. It is now admitted that world government, a private corporate structure of global governance, is being established. How many callers do you hear who've had almost no success trying to wake friends and family up by talking to them, but they give them a copy of Road to Tyranny? They give them a copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They give them a copy of The Obama Deception or Fall of the Republic or Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Or Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. And it is waking them up. I'm going to your calls in a moment, but I want to encourage everyone to get our newest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. This is the New World Order on trial. For the first time ever, the secret agenda of the planet's ruthless superclass is exposed. In stark detail, this documentary film chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government that is now here. Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, and media propaganda and debt. The criminal controllers have successfully dominated the globe and are now in the final phase of consolidating power over the individual itself. They are trying to reprogram and change what the human is inherently. They are trying to destroy human structures of family and community and language. Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents. Worldwide tyranny isn't coming. It is here. This isn't conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. The New World Order is out in the open, all documented in stunning living color. Unelected bureaucrats are establishing regional unions under one superstate. Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth. The bonus features are Peter Dale Scott interview and the G20 protest. It's over 3 hours of material, $19.95. You can also get it discounted when you get it with some of the other films. Invisible Empire, available at Infowars.com. And for a limited time, because when the group of books we bought sells out, we're still going to carry it, but we're not going to order as many. So we won't have a discount on them and for ourselves. We can't pass that on to you. So we'll still be carrying it. It's just that it won't be massively discounted. Right now it's, roughly about 20% off. Instead of $24.95, it's $19.95. And then you get a free film, one of my films for free, one of my films, and there's quite a few to choose from, free. When you get Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies, New York Times bestseller, it's a really great read, great to give folks, very handsome cover, covers a lot of key subjects. You can get that book discounted and get a free film of your choice at Infowars.com, or you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. They can answer your questions there and tell you about some of the combos and specials. And you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas 78760. And your purchase of the books, the T-shirts, the materials, it makes this entire broadcast and what we do here possible. But even more importantly, the public is now ready to be woken up. They know something's wrong. And the globalists think they're so dumb that the media, the control corporate media, is up there saying, oh, the bankers, the geniuses that sold you all the derivatives and caused all this, but they leave that part out. They've got a carbon tax. That'll get your economy going. Selective taxes on Europe and the United States and Canada only. Australia, New Zealand, Western civilization, the engine of liberty, the engine of wealth, the engine of creativity, the main enemy of the globalist. Anybody that can rub two pennies together is their enemy. Anybody not living in a mud hut where they can just hire a local thug group to go in and forcibly sterilize them or just line them up and shoot them. See, they like to have you where they can fly over in their helicopters and you're in a mud hut and your kids are dying of dysentery. And they're going to get you where they want you if they're able to. This is scum. They use poverty as a weapon. All right, I'm ranting. The point is, we better expose these terrorists now, these social engineer, smiley-faced criminal control freaks that use anthropology, sociology, to dominate us. I don't want to be socially engineered. I'm aware of their operation. I'm not disillusioned. I'm not dumbfounded and bamboozled and under a spell. We've got to wake up these other zombies and get them out of the matrix now. Red alert. Red alert. And the films, they're the best tool out there. People ask me, you know, you wake up. Waking people up is the first move. And you're seeing the effect of that. Every week they have off-year elections or special elections or primaries that are going on right now because they're staggered in different states, as you know. And the patriot candidates, the anti-New World Order candidates, the anti-incumbent type individuals are winning. They can have $5,000 or $50,000 up against people with $3 or $4 or $5 million, and they're winning. When the media demonizes somebody, the general public says they must be good. The system is in trouble, and they're moving to dominate us right now. And I know you know that as listeners, and that's why this show is so effective and why it's feared by the New World Order. But I'm telling you, we got to up our games, all of us, right now. We got to get really aggressive with these people. That means banner hangs. That means bullhorning City Hall. That means going and speaking in Citizens Communications, in the Telecommunications Commission, or the Water District, or the School District. Bring up whatever issues you want. Just state the facts. Because our society is being collapsed by design. It is only going to get worse from here. And they intend to use the crisis to fully domesticate us, to fully bankrupt us, and to sick the giant hordes of starving people on the tiny middle class that's left. They're going to tell poor people that somebody living in a $500,000 house who's got a bank account is the rich. And they're going to shake down whatever's left of the middle class. It's the middle class that goes to the cleaners. It's the middle class that goes to the restaurants. It's the middle class that goes in your boutique. It's the middle class that owns businesses that give you jobs. And the globalists want to shut them down, just like they've shut the factories down and everything else. And the ruling elite are going to use the giant, poor, starving masses as a weapon. We have got to reach out to those people now before they're bankrupt and explain to them why they're about to be bankrupt, why they're about to be laid off if they haven't already been laid off. We've got to explain to them now, okay? It's only going to get worse and get tougher and become an uphill battle if we don't supercharge now. This is an emergency situation. All right, let's talk to Adam in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Speaking of getting the word out, what I want to do is put a video on YouTube, and I just wanted to ask to see your opinion and your take on what's allowed to be used and not allowed to be used. I want to use, like, news clips, clips that you had from your radio show, clips from your movies, Burmese's movies, Still's movies, Ike's, you know, you name it. I don't know what's permissible,
Adam,
or not.
Adam, I listen, number one, it's all a gray area, and it's taken me 15 years of studying this to even have a basic understanding of it. But you could shoot a video of yourself talking on your front lawn, and if somebody doesn't like it, they'll go file fake complaints. And then what you've got to do is file through YouTube a counter. But it doesn't matter. If they shut down your channel, just go start another one. But as long as you're using small clips of something, people email me all the time and say, can I have your permission to hand out bumper stickers with Infowars.com on it? Or can I have your permission to link to you on my website? You don't need permission to do that. You know, you don't need permission to do any of it. What you need permission to do is to make copies of my films in whole and sell them, and no one has permission to do that because I'd have to give you my copyright and I would lose control of my films. But I do authorize people to make copies of all my films and all of my work and to give them to people for nonprofit educational purposes. I appreciate your call, Adam. But, I mean, I wouldn't wait. Everything's collapsing. So, of course, you can use clips from news to point out what you're saying and then mix it in with things I've said and mix it in with whatever you want. That's what the news does. You don't think Fox News and CNN ask permission from me whenever they show a clip of my show on CNN, which they've done, you know, I don't know, 10, 15 times that I've seen in the last year. No, because it's a short clip. When CNN shows 10 seconds of me torturing an iPad to death to illustrate that people care more about things and machines than they do people, they didn't ask permission. Okay, because it's a small clip. They're showing it. And so knock yourself out, Adam. Catherine in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, speaking of red alerts, I need to speak with you about something that I got really worried about yesterday. I was online, and I'm aware of everything. I watch you on YouTube, and I'm aware of everything that's going on. But what I wasn't aware of was the HAARP towers and the chemtrails, okay? And I saw these on YouTube in a video, and then I looked into it further. I YouTubed these individually in one of your chemtrail videos. I believe it was produced by you. I didn't know what they were, so then later on, ironically, later on that night, I looked at the weather channel online because I always check the local weather, you know, typed in my zip code 21811. I saw an orange alert, okay, for air quality, and I've never seen this in 25 years. I've never seen any kind of air quality alert. I've seen high pollen. I've seen heat advisory.
They're fear-mongering you to sell new taxes. I mean, in the middle of the countryside, they have ozone alerts when ozone actually, at many, you know, levels, from what I've read, actually is a cleansing agent and is naturally occurring. It's just all part of fear mongering. I mean, they've convinced school children that carbon dioxide that plants breathe is a deadly poison. But go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't buy any of the global warming hype, but what I
No, it's just all a way for them to rape you and take control of your life.
Exactly. Yes, but what I was saying was that when I looked into the chemtrails and stuff like that, and I looked at it says what are the most 10 most polluted U.S. cities, and it's all in California, Texas, Detroit, and all those heavily populated industrialized cities. And then when you look at the red alert and the orange alert, it's all here up here in the Northeast. In Maryland is in right here on the eastern shore.
Well, that's
it's very
because when you've got really hot temperatures, pockets of ozone and other things supposedly can pool down at ground level, and it's total fear mongering. This is a government that, by design, has authorized GMO crops that no one else is allowed to eat worldwide. I mean, it's banned everywhere. That they know sterilizes and attacks the kidneys and other organs of every rodent species they feed it to. And they know in the clinical trials it's hurting humans. I mean, this is a government that puts hundreds of deadly chemicals by design on purpose in the water. And then they tell you, oh, my gosh, ozone action day. We're all dead. It's hot. It's just total fear-mongering for new emissions tests, new taxes, Catherine, but I appreciate your call. Yes, there's weather modification going on everywhere. Yes, they do have hundreds and hundreds of tower arrays, not just in Alaska, not just in Northern Europe, not just in Sweden and other areas and Russia, but also in the continental United States. There are all sorts of Air Force bases and other facilities that are classified where they are manipulating the weather. Because the fact that these programs are going on has been declassified thousands of times in thousands of different documents. But the specifics are classified of what exactly they're doing. And the old-timers 15 years ago said it's barium salts, it's aluminum dioxide. They're mixing it with the jet fuel so it's compartmentalized and dispersed. Even the airlines don't know what's going on. It's done at the supplier of jet fuel level. Now we have those government documents. Now we have the government patents. I mean, it's just all hidden in plain view. Just like taking baby's blood at birth for a Pentagon database is hidden in plain view. Just like microphones in every major town and city listening to you, piped into the NSA with keyword software, scanning everything you're saying is hidden in plain view now. Just it's all right out in the open. That is what's so hellish about this. And they know that psychologically most people don't have the courage to face up to what's even admitted. And so that people just go into a catatonic state and say, look, I choose to only care about football and sex and drinking. And then a lot of people look at the facts and say, you know what? I'm going to go party. I don't care about my kids. I don't care about my family. I'm going to go along with this. And they make the decision to just make a joke about it. And more people are deciding to make that choice, but also many others. There's a separation happening. People are getting deeper into brainwashing, deeper into accepting the lie, deeper into rationalizing, and they'll accept anything now. They'll accept torture, secret arrest, you name it. They'll watch their neighbor's kids drug away. You know, they'll watch newborn babies taken for no reason. And just like mainstream news in the U.S. and England are now just going, okay, the government does have secret quotas. It is about money. And we are taking your children at birth for no reason. And that's just the way it is. What are you going to do about it? If you try to fight back, we'll just have SWAT teams come and kill you. It's just mafia now. Yeah, we're criminal. We're going to do it. Just like they admit world government, just like they admit private banks are going to take everything over and raise your taxes, and that's just the way it is. Just like Obama comes out now and just openly says, I mean, last night I watched four or five different clips of CNN, MSNBC, and Fox with the reporters admitting in that they've got all the rock for the jetties to block the oil in the estuaries, and they know it's coming because of the hurricanes, and that the government, Obama, blocked them blocking the estuaries. It's just admitted. And Obama's blocking the skimmer ships still. That's just the way it is. And he'll be hated. And then in a couple of years, we'll get a new president, and they'll do everything the globalists want to sabotage America, and then they'll be hated, and a new puppet will be put in. Meanwhile, the bankers just sit up there doing whatever they want. This is, they're destroying us by design. That's the most important point I can make.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I've got a hammer at home over and over again. The establishment is so evil. They enjoy corruption. They enjoy abusing innocence. And they have been trying to acclimate and turn the police and military into sickos that have their taste. torture of innocents, torture of children, secret arrest, beating people, lying, framing people. By every measurement, what the system is pushing here in the United States and in the West is classical hardcore corruption and tyranny. And we can't underestimate how much trouble we're in. People got to really have it burn in that we're not in Kansas anymore. And I'll say it again. I'll say it succinctly. Everything we've talked about here in the last decade has unfortunately come true or is coming true. And a decade in the scheme of human time is a flash in the pan, a twinkling of the eye. And things are moving so quickly now. But compared to the average person's time attention span, that's maybe 5-10 minutes, a decade seems like eons. And so because we are in low attention span mode as a society, because television has conditioned us to be that way and other reasons, because we are a spectator society, we're just completely immobilized. We're just laying back and accepting all of this corruption going wild. We are in a depression. They are shutting down the state and local governments. Things are collapsing. I know it seems like slow motion to some of you out there, but the fact that we've been in a depression for 2 years and most people I know have now been laid off, and every economic measurement shows we're in serious trouble. I mean, I'm not just saying depression up here because it's a fancy, scary word, folks. I'm freaked out. And we need to be freaked out because the crooks in Washington have designed this, just like they're doing everything they can to block the oil coming in. And that isn't just words. It is 100% confirmed that the federal government is still, almost 80 days into this, blocking sand berms and rock berms that would protect the estuaries. They're just doing it. Now you watch, once the oil comes ashore, they're going to flutter around down there like a beehive that's been hit with a baseball bat, and you know, the feds will go around and tell everybody that, you know, thank God they're there to fix the crisis that they have exacerbated. I mean, this is treason. And they're setting the precedent that, A, you're not allowed to help yourself, and that, B, they're not going to help you either. I mean, since when could hundreds of thousands of people stuck in New Orleans not walk out on the highways? The highways were above the water from any point in the city. The population was blocked in by police with guns. And you know what? The American people passed the test. The American people cowered and didn't push their way past the cops. Those cops were involved in crimes against humanity. And when the public did try to push by, they machine-gunned them under federal orders. And then you notice the cops sent the police to prison, federal charges. Just like you follow orders at Abu Ghraib or Camp X-Ray to torture, and then it comes out, you go to prison, and the former president gives speeches about how he ordered the torture, and now he's proud of it. This is all a modus operandi. This is a wavelength, a signature. This is a policy. This is a tropism. This is how the globalists do it. This is their mode of getting things done. And they're going to do the same thing with the oil.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.